Oh, so holy day of Kutei Eitzos. Emes Taimuna Ois letter known. Says Yesh Chachamim. There are some Chachamim. Shem Chachamim Afilu B'Chachmas HaTorah. They're Chachamim even in the wisdom of Torah. They're very smart. They know a lot of Torah. They bring some of the Chachamim. Ve'ein la Emuna, but they don't have any Emuna in Hashem, or they don't have a real level of Emuna. Maybe they have some Emuna. They try to do mitzvahs. They don't have real emunah. When something happens to them, they get upset, they get frustrated, the smallest thing doesn't go their way. They don't have emunah. So it says something to them, they lose it. They don't have real emunah. Ilu chachamim nikre ba'alei rasa. These chachamim, Rabbi Nachman says, are called ba'alei rasa. Now what are really ba'alei rasa? So the Gemara really, Ksubus talks about it. Rabbi Yaakov found me this Gemara. Ksubus taf ayin zayin. It says the following. It says, there are 24 types of mukashchin. People have different boils, different sicknesses, different, you know, skin ailments. Well, Bali Rasa, it says, Bali Rasa and Kasha Mikula. Bring down this Gemara that says a very bad sickness, Bali Rasa. What is Bali Rasa? So Rashi says over here, it's a sheretz, it's some type of creature which is in the person's brain. What's it called? A brain parasite. That's what we're asking about. Brain parasite. What? And that's also the story that what's it called? By Matitas Arash also. But here it's saying, this person, who they know a lot of Torah, but they don't have a Muna, it's considered like they have some creepy crawler in their brain. Basically, their brain is full of garbage. In their brain, they have like this creeper, this creepy guy in their brain. And that's the Gemara says, Bali Rasa Kasha Mikul. This guy is like a terrible sickness that this guy has. And therefore, we should stay away from him, he says, as much as you can, in all the places that all the things Chazal say. This Gemara that bring down, he says, all the things Chazal say, you should stay away from a guy who has a Bali Rasa, who has this sickness, has this creature in his brain, stay away from him. Also, this guy who has a lot of Torah, but he doesn't have a Muna, it's like he has this big creature in his brain. You should stay far away from him. I thought it was Bali Rasa. But here Nachman is saying, it's not really referring to someone without emunah, it's referring to some real sickness, brain parasite. But Nachman is saying, a guy, someone who learns Torah, and even they know a lot of Torah, they don't have emunah, as if they have a parasite in their brain, you should stay away from them, just like you stay away from people who have this parasite in their brain. I guess it's pretty bad to stay near them. You don't want to get, you know, it's contagious. I don't know, you don't want to get near this guy. Contagious? Yeah? Guy says contagious. Basically, stay away from this guy. So, which means, because even the Torah you learn, we know the Gemara says, if you learn Torah and you're using it for the right reason, it could be sam chayim, it's like medicine. But if not, it could turn into sam mav, it could be poison. This person, even though he knows a lot of Torah, but if he's not living with emunah, it's as if he has a parasite in his brain. So you don't really want to hear so much what he has to say. That's not it. There's not so much Torah. Someone who knows a lot of Torah, friend. Someone who knows a lot of Torah, then you can worry about this. If he doesn't know a lot of Torah anyway, it doesn't matter. If it's someone who knows a lot of Torah and he doesn't have a Muna, these people are called Ba'alei Rasa. Torah l'srach mehem u'mishchaynusa. You should stay away from them and their neighborhood. Get away from them and from them neighbors. Anybody who's involved with them. B'chol mini esrachus and all types of distancing. She's here. Rabbi Seinu's out. All the distancing that Chazal warned us, you should distance yourself from a Bali Rasa, someone with this brain parasite, you should also distance yourself from these types of Chachamim, so-called rabbis. Mm-hmm. Why should you distance yourself so much? Even when you listen to what they're saying, just the vapor from their mouth alone is damaging, it's poisonous, they're so contagious, their illness, their sickness, even the vapor from their mouth can mess you up. You want to be a good Jew, a kosher Jew. Even if you want to be a kosher Jew, their brain, their vapor from their mouth alone is very damaging. Their vapor from their mouth are so damaging, a person could even fall into lust for women just from hearing, from getting from their contagious vapor from their mouth. Because these chachamim, so to speak, the majority of these people are very involved in their taivas, in their woman's taivas. They fall very deep, even if not so much literally, even if with their eyes. So therefore, we stay very far away from these chachamim who don't have emunah. Hashem should help us. Nun Aleph.
Ayidei simchas Torah u'mitzvahs, through the person joy from learning Torah and from doing mitzvahs. Ad shemirakin machva simcha, till he actually dances. He's so happy he dances from simcha. Ayidei zeh, through this, this ala emuna akdash, the emuna, his emuna goes up. He goes up some levels in emuna. That's a good day. You know, learn middle, learn shmiras halashon, shara Torah up to Perek Gimel. We continue Perek Gimel. Gam haTorah megina la'adam. The Torah also protects a person. Lehi natzel me'anshei shel gehenim. A person can be protected from going to gehenim, even though we do bad out here, so we go to gehenim. The Torah will protect a person that you have a protective shield. You can't enter into gehenim. Sha'amu, like it says, we learn from Elisha Acher. We learn from Acher. It was Elisha Acher. We know he went off the derech. Sha'amu, the Gemara Chagiga, that test vav says the following. Ki nach nafshei da Acher. When Acher died, Amri, he died. Now, they said, we don't know what to do with this person. Lay meidin li dayne. Lay la amu da asi, lay sing. Lay meidin li dayne. Mishu da asi by rice. Lay la asi, lay si, mishu da chata. When Acher died, they said, we can't start judging the person. But we can't either, which we can't judge him negatively, send him to Gehenim. We can't either send him to Olam Haba. We can't judge him, because he learned Torah, he learned a lot of Torah. So the Torah is protecting him, we can't make harsh judgments against him. We can't send him to Olam Haba, because he also did a lot of Averis. He can't go to Olam Haba. So we see that Acher, even Acher, he went up to Derech, he became Apikurus. Gehenim, since he learned Torah, Gehenim couldn't, he couldn't go into Gehenim. They couldn't send him to Gehenim. So we see that the Torah could protect the person, even though if they deserve Gehenim, it will protect them, they won't be able to send them to Gehenim. And the Agada Mishlei says, "In lecha tzedakah shematzel tzedim shel Gehenim el Torah b'vad." The only thing that can save a person from Gehenim is. But the Gemara originally says that they weren't going to let him into Gehenim because the Torah was going to protect him. Oh, so Oza says there's nothing that can save you from Gehenim besides the Torah. And of course, Shuvah also, but Torah can say, how long should you do real tshuva? We should get to the level of tshuva. He said, the thing that can save you, protect you really from Gehenim, is learning Torah. That's the Mishlei said. That's the says the Mishpah in Mishlei. It says, Ovez Oilem Yeshivin, Hoyel Ben Itpasta Mitzvah Tzivim. Since you're getting caught up, you have to be judged anyways, and you're going to get messed up anyways. In Lecham El Leishu Blasim Et Torah Yeshivin Chabar Yitzvah. You might as well sit and learn Torah, so it can give you Kapar Yitzvah, so you get forgiven for your sin. It also says the Gemara Chagiga, "The Chachamim in Arshal Gehenim Shalatim Betel." Fire of Gehenim cannot overcome them. And so the Kalachomim from a Salamandria, which is an interesting creature. Also, this creature she teledes ish. Gemara says, if you make a fire for 7 years straight, that a form of a certain creature will be formed, a Salamandria. What? A Salamandria. That's just a Salamandria. It's a Salamandria.
Today, Salamanders. Some of them are fire.
Yeah, I heard that. Salamander is fire resistant.
I'll do some experiments when I get home.
So instead of over here, there's an akbar that's called salamandria. I think salamander also had existed salamander in Hebrew. Also, like salamandria. The salamander, it says if you make a fire for 7 years, a salamander will be formed. And it says, Hasach midam in Arshal is yelling, where it says, a fire does not burn it. It won't burn it. It actually forms on the fire. If you have a fire in one spot for 7 years, salamander will pop out. It says, so it's made the chachamim that shall call kufan esh, that their whole body turns into fire. Like it comes to spiritual fire. You sit and learn Torah. You could, like it said, my words are fire. If you make yourself part of the Torah, you learn the Torah, and you make yourself the Torah part of you, right? All the more so, if a salamander, which is a salamander, the fire can't consume it, right? Why? Because it came from fire. It's something that was formed from fire originally. So fire can't consume the salamander. So Kavachayim, Tavachayim was mamish, right? Over there, the salamander wasn't mamish fire. For sure, the Vachachayim is fire. Fire can't consume fire. It's not going to consume you. Fire is not going to consume the fire. Therefore, we see how the Torah, just learning Torah, can protect. We know we're going to get judged. We try to do whatever tshuva we can, but we have to get judged on that big judgment day. So the Torah itself can protect us from the einish of Gehenna. Baruch Hashem. Let's keep on learning Torah. Yeah. Hopefully, so even if it's hot, if you learn Torah when it's hot, Ma'an Shechav Eish, the Shor can save us from Gehenna. Fine. Baruch Hashem. Now, I'm going to start Sabbatari with fire. Well, and it won't touch us. Fine. So Baruch Hashem, holding that base up, Hey Amar base, 5b. So we're in the middle of on this trying to understand the concept. We brought on Hey Amar Aleph a concept, the following concept. What was the concept we brought? That if the Chachamim made a gzera, a certain takana, right, with a group of people, they made it with a minion, right? Even if the reason for the takana is not here anymore, takana still stays until they dismantle the takana itself. Good, that's the rule. Thank you. Fine. So what does it say over here? It says over here that even when you make a takana, even if the reason for the takana is God, right? Once we had takana, there were only the time of the Samikdash. Once the Samikdash, there's no reason to make the takana. The takana still stays, the ruling still stays until we come and take it off. Right? That's what we said, correct? Called our Shemini, so since you used to have, with the egg we said, if that's pointing on the first day, it's still us on the second day. Right? So it's still going to be us on the second day until we come and take away that halach. Good? Now, where was the source for this? So if we'll go back to the Gemara and Hey Amar Aleph, we'll read it quickly. Just from Amar Rabbi Yosef. Right? Just to get it, to go through it a little. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Mino amin Allah, from where do I know this concept that you have to, if it was made with a mini, the halacha, you have to break it with a mini. The chesed says, Leich amar lahem shuvu lachem la'alechem. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael after Har Sinai, go speak to them and tell them, return to your tents. Va'imran, it says, v'mshoich ha'yoyvel hema ya'alu bahar. Right? At the end of the shofar blast, also another pasuk says they could go up on the mountain. So we'll have to see the Gemara further how we see this concept for these psukim. Then the Gemara brought another price, a mishbrisa, so it's really a mishnah from Karim Revai, that Karim Revai, there was a rule that all the produce for the, well, the produce at least for the vineyard, according to the Shita, for the fourth year, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Even if you were distanced within one day of Yerushalayim, you have to come and bring this Revai to Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to redeem. Like we explained yesterday, really your Revai is like Maaser Sheni. The produce for the fourth year is equivalent to Maaser Sheni, which you could redeem and then eat it in Yerushalayim. Right? Redeem it, then buy new fruits in Yerushalayim. But if you're in Yerushalayim itself, Yerushalayim proper, you're not allowed to redeem it. Correct? Now Chacham made a gzera that even if you're within one day's walking distance from Yerushalayim, you're also not allowed to redeem it. Zui Tchuma, we say these are the boundaries. Elat ben Atzafayn, or min Adarim, Akravat ben Atzafayn, Lod ben Amayri, Biyad ben Mizrach, these are the boundaries. But Amr Lubi Temer Rabbi Barachana, Amr Rabbi Yechana, Mata, and what's the reason why the Rabbana don't let you redeem stuff even if it's outside Yerushalayim? What's the reason? So we say, Kedela Atar Shuk Yerushalayim Beperis, in order to crown Yerushalayim, we wanted to fill up Yerushalayim with Paris, like we explained yesterday. We want to drop the prices on everything. So therefore, we want to bring a lot of fruits into Yerushalayim. V'tani, we looked at a b'raisa, k'ar b'vah hilal r'b'laz b'biz b'mizrach lot. V'tzadik v'artavi. Rebbe Yezer had a vineyard, which is east of Lod, on the side of Kvartal, which means it's within these boundaries which we mentioned earlier. U'bikash l'fkir l'aniyim, he wanted to make them hefker too, Aniyim, because he didn't want to have to schlep it up to Yerushalayim, he wanted the Aniyim to do it. He made Hefka to the Aniyim. Amar Leih Talmidah, the Talmidim told him, Rabbi, Bar Nimnu Alecha Chaveirecha, your Chaveim already gathered, they tiru, and they already made it mutter. They already said it's mutter, even if within one day's boundary, you're allowed to redeem it. So, Man Chaveirecha, who are your friends? Rabbi Yechon ben Zaka, your friends are Rabbi Yechon ben Zaka. So comes this Talmud that told him, this Takanas Chachamim was already taken off. This Takanas Chachamim, that you're not allowed to redeem it if you're within one day's travel of Yerushalayim, is taken off. So comes the Gemara and says, time, and the reason why you no longer have to bring the food to Yerushalayim is the Nimnu. Because they gathered and they took off the Takan. How like Nimnu, if they would not have gathered, like, then the takana would not have gone off. So we see here this concept that until the Chachamim take it off, takana still remains. Even if the reason for the takana is no longer here, for example, over here, once the Noam is at Mikdash, there's no reason to build up Yerushalayim and bring fruits to Yerushalayim. But still we see until they took off the takana, it would remain. So that's a proof to Rabbi Yisrael, that's a proof to the rule that we said earlier from Rabbi Yisrael. I think we updated Rashi. I don't think we did Rashi yesterday. Did the Rashi true? Lafkir la'aniyim? Akbar nimnu alach? I don't think we did. We didn't do it. Oh, we did?
I think you did the first one. At least the first
one. We did Kijul Zayt, Kijul Asad Lafay. Yeah, fine. I think this is what happened. Go on. This is what we got to yes. Let's see the Gemara now. The fourth line, four lines from the top. The Gemara says, Mai va'omer. Why do you say Va'imra? Meaning in the Gemara originally, what do we say? Hey, Amar Av. We wrote a bunch of Pesukim. We said we had a pasuk of called Leich Amar Lahem Shu Lachem Lalech. Then we said Va'imra, and we say there's another pasuk, right? V'tani, we bring a price. We're saying, why do you have to bring? First of all, the Gemara has asked you two questions. Let's see Rashi, my Va'imra. Six lines and the narrow lines in Rashi. My Va'imra, Kolimra, meaning to say. Two things we want to know. First of all, Ketzad Anu Lemedim Mina Mikra Harishon. How are we learning from the first pasuk this concept that something which was made with a group has to be taken off with a group? And secondly, V'lama Nemru Shnayim. Why do you have to tell me two psukim? Why are you telling me one pasuk of Aleichem Arlehem, and they bring another pasuk from Mimshech Hayevel? What's wrong with one pasuk? Just bring one pasuk.
If you're asking, how do I learn something from the first pasuk? Doesn't that answer why you need the second pasuk?
No,
because you need the second pasuk to also learn from the first. You need both.
Not necessarily. I mean, first of all, I'm saying, first of all, I don't understand your first pasuk. Hey, second of all, I'm sure you're going to bring me a good proof. So, what do you need to bring a second proof for? Good. Fine. Oh, so let's see the one. My va'omer. And the fourth line, what do you think? But remember, what are you trying to understand from this pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu told him by Har Sinai? After Har Sinai, he told him, go back to your tents. So the Moshe said, hey, kof means hachi kamar. Like, this is what we're saying. This is what we mean to say. Mechti, let's see. Ksev, the pasuk says, hey, you nechayim, they should be prepared, they should prepare themselves before the giving of the Torah, before Har Sinai. L'shloishes yamim for 3 days. Right? And what should they do? And how do they prepare themselves? One of the things they do is Al Tikshu El Isha, do not come close to a woman. They should separate from their wives for 3 days. So what was the original rule? The original rule was remove yourself for 3 days, separate yourself from your wives 3 days. Why? In order that you should accept the Torah like this, right? In order to accept the Torah. So once your reason is gone, right? Once you already accepted the Torah, it should be obvious. It can return, right? The whole reason why you have to separate is because of Kabbalah Satara. Once the Torah is given, it's obvious you can return to your wives. Should be obvious. So if so, Leich Emar Lachem. Go, why did Hashem tell my Shemenu? Go say to them, Shuvu Lachem, Leich, return to your tents. Lamali, what do I need it for? It's obvious. Originally I told you separate for 3 days because you're preparing for the giving of the Torah, right? So now once the Torah is given, the whole reason for my Takana is gone, right? So go back to your wives. What do you need a new pasuk to tell you? Oh, by the way, go back. It should be obvious. Shema minah. It's a proof from here. Kol davar shema minyan, sarich minyan acher la'atirin. Everything that was made with a minyan, you need another minyan to be matre, to make a mutter. Now, how do you see that from here? Over here, it's Hashem talking. So Rashi has the same concept. That the way something was made is the way you have to break it. Hashem over here made the decree that they can't be with their wives, they're separated from their wives. See, even if the reason for the decree is gone because they already got the Torah, still you need a special heter, a license to go back. Which would be a concept. So like he said in a different key, he said in a concept of a minion. Any Allah was made with a group. Then you could only mutter once the group comes that permits it. Here also, something that was ushered by Hashem. Even if the reason why it's usher is no longer here, you can only go back to your wives once Hashem permits it. So it's the same concept. Let's see Rashi. My volume. Hari Gamar. Kach Lamad Ben Arishon. This is how you learn it from the first pasuk. Mirti, let's see. Ksev, it's written, Hayu Nachayinim, they shall be prepared, L'shalash is Yavin. For 3 days, Al Tikshu Al Isha, don't come close to a woman. So Umemela, so consequently, Ishtaru, they should be permitted, B'tashmesh with relations, La'achar Shalash Yavin, after 3 days. Shekibot HaTar, after those 3 days, and they got the Torah, it should be mutter. They already got the Torah. Lamale, why is it to him lemehader? Why is it him to Hashem lemehader to go back? Ulamita lehu, and to give to them rishus, permission, lasha, to return lahalem to their tents, dahinu tashish, that this is for relations. Why do you have to give a new heter? What do you have to make a mutter for? It's obvious that my original iser was just for 3 days, just because you want to get the Torah. So shmami no hoyl, since the Kutcha Burichu Asar Hashem Kutcha Burichu made it forbidden. Therefore, Ba'ilam Ashraya, he needed to make a mutter Hu Gufei, he himself Behedi explicitly. The Huadin, this is the same rule would apply. The Chal Davar Shvili, for anything which is made at the group, also if it was made at the group, it must be broken with the group, and until then, the Xeri will still stay. So just like by Hashem, he originally told us you have to study for 3 days to prepare for Gabal Satar. Once you got the Torah ready, you could go back and just seem as simple, saying, no, since it was made strong, that's the way it was made, you have to break it. So here also, if something was made with the minion of Tamid HaChacham, you also have to break it with the minion of Tamid HaChacham. So that's what, first of all, step one, Rashi told us, the Gemara is trying to understand how you see anything around that pasuk. Right? What's step two? Step two is what? So why do you need a new pasuk? Because what did I say? Because I could ask, I had a little question on this pshat. I could try to say why it's not a foolproof pshat, it's not a perfect pshat. Fine. Why? Let's see the Gemara. The Chi Tema. Like 8-9 lines in the Gemara. But Chi Tema, if you're going to say, maybe you'll tell me like this. But Mitzvahs, I know Dawson. Maybe the reason over there why Hashem had to tell Klal Yisrael to go back to their tents was specifically to give them, to tell them that they have a mitzvah, they have a mitzvah to, the idol means time, they have a mitzvah to give time to their wives, that they have a mitzvah to have relations with their wife. Meaning what? Let's see Rashi. B'chi teima, Klemmer, meaning to say, Ukra du Mishaycha Yoivel, and the next pasuk that you have to bring me up from Mishaycha Yoivel, the Yalif Tanami, the Tana learns from the ear, Lohachi, for this Hadar Beit, he had to go back, the Yalif Mehatsim, learn from over there. Why does he bring me a new pasuk? This is the reason why he needed a new pasuk, and the first pasuk was not enough. The Harikar Melcha, because this is what I'll say to you. The Chi Teiman, if you're going to say, Shubu Lachem, that this pasuk that Hashem is telling Meshri Ben, to go back to your tents, Lavala Mishri Tashmish, it's not coming to make relations mutter. The Havim may look, because consequently, automatically, Mishri will become mutter. Or rather, maybe what's the point of it? Let's advise them to command them Lashav to return the mitzvah hamelech to the mitzvah of the king, al karcham by force, shaloi legraya, that they shouldn't take away from einus neshusayim the time of their wives. Meaning, what were we trying to say? Why does Hashem have to tell them go back to your wives? It's simple. Say, no, maybe it's not so simple. Maybe they weren't interested in going back to their wives. They just had a couple of satara and this and that. They're not interested. They want to stay holy, stay away from this world. So maybe that's why Hashem had to tell them, go back to your wives. It wasn't because the original Xeru was still enacted and still intact. It could be really the original Xeru was off. The original Takan is off. But the reason Hashem had to tell them, go back to your tents, is for a different reason. To make sure they're going to go do their mitzvot. And not so much to take off the original Xeru, the original Takana. What do you say?
So what you're saying is that this Tashma is coming to answer that, you know, you're right, that maybe it's not a great proof of a minion leaves another minion, you know, Hashem, that's why this other pasuk, that's what we're saying?
Yes, correct.
Why do we bring the first pasuk at all?
It's a good question. Some of the Gemara still feels it's a good raya. It's a good question. It's why the Rav says, why you bring the first pasuk? Just don't bring any, just bring the second one. If the first one, you can have a question on it. It seems like it's a pretty good proof. Just more than say, the more than think it's such a problem, really. If you're going to try to get out of it, I'll give you another.
If you
pasuk.
Have enough koyach to prove it with the second pasuk, why waste two?
You're right, it could be the second pasuk also could have a question. Usually the second pasuk also could have a
question.
He's using
the first one as well.
He's using both. He's asking if the first one you have a question, I'll leave it out.
The whole concept of the second one you also say the
if that's true, then you don't have a riot at all. With both puppets, you still don't have a riot.
Why?
If you're saying that also for the second pasuk, it could be that it's a mitzvah, then you don't know, then there's no proof that you need a minion to prove a minion. You're saying in both cases, Hashem is bringing in a new mitzvah. So where's the riot?
The second pasuk is really to show you that now they're allowed, not to do with the commandment. So they work together.
Let's see the next try. Let's see. Oh. What? Oh, so that's the Gemara said. The Gemara said, "I'll take Shul Isha Lechav Levi with him." Fine. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Tashima, I'll bring you another proof." What's my next proof? For the next pasuk, the Mshaych HaYevel Heva Ya'alu Bahar, that by the blast of the shofar, then you could go back up on the mountain, right? We know by Har Sinai, the animal, the people weren't allowed to touch Har Sinai, right? Now over here, also we're giving you a heter. Once the Shekhinah left. So really, if the whole reason why you can't go up on Har Sinai is because the Shekhinah is there, it should be obvious. The minute the Shekhinah leaves, it should be mutter, right? If the Shekhinah, it should be mutter. We're saying no.
If they knew when the Shekhinah left.
Let's say they knew what eventually when the Shekhinah left. It was the Mshaych HaYevel.
And that's strength and muscle of this. There's no way to know. You need a
They're saying, really, they should have known. The Torah told them, don't go up on the mountain. We'll see in Rashi, we told you, don't go up on the mountain. Why? Because the Shekhinah is there. Right? So if the Shekhinah leaves, whenever the Shekhinah will leave, then it's mutter to go up on the mountain. Right?
You could think that.
Right, so why do you need another puzzle to tell me, to give me a heter? By the way, you're allowed to go on the mountain. Simply the same thing, we still have Rabbi Yosef. That once somebody was made a takana, made a rule, even if the reason is no longer here, you still have to keep the rule unless the rule is uprooted. Unless we take away the rule.
Your logic might tell you that just because it's surpassed now, that you can go back and you're permitted to do it. Logically, you might think that, but you need something to appeal it.
Good.
Makes sense. What if after my Torah, I'm going to decide to the Har Sinai and Holy Torah? We don't know. You can use your own ideas.
Right. Hey. Yeah, it's still.
Could they be afraid that this unit could come back at any time?
No, the Shekhinah doesn't come down. It came down like one time to this world, basically, like in that way. That's all. That word is coming back down on the mountain. I don't think we're afraid that it's going to come back down on the mountain. Fine. Oh, so that's it. Let's see Rashi, Toshima. Mehecha, we have a proof from here. B'msheicha yoyvel sheyimshech, right? When the blast will stretch. We hear a long shofar blast. Beisalik shchina b'dar. When the shchina is removed, leaves the mountain. The yarech at the keira is kolad. The tekeil, the one who's blowing, makes a lengthy blast. Kamini got the kevach b'achrenim. Like the minig is always when you make a last blast, you always make it very long. So that's really like the ending of something. So here also at the end, it's the last blast. You know that that's when you go on the mountain. Or Lashon Ach, what's in that Lashon? M'shech HaYoyva, what does it mean M'shech HaYoyva? She yimshech HaTekeil et Koyach, that the Tekeil will stop blowing. V'halim Yifashlo, V'mchil Tetzvah Sen, V'mchilta, M'shech HaYoyva means the Psuk HaYoyva, when the blast stops. Either M'shech HaYoyva is the length, the stretch of the blow, when the blow stops. Either way, the point is that you're allowed to go back on the mountain. So, that's what we want to bring around for. The Gemara wants to say, that since it's that so that's what we need the second pasuk for. Fine. So let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Michti. Let's see. Ksiv, it's written. Kama, Tzayim al Bakor, also the sheep and the cattle. Al Yu El Mula Arahu from Sheikh Hayegel. They should have pasture. Al Elyon El Mula Arahu. They should have pasture by that mountain. So if so, B'mshay Chayevo Lamali, what do I need the pasuk of B'mshay Chayevo? So Shmami, no, we hear from here. Davar Shemini Tzarech Achilat Tiran. Something is the Davar Shemini. You need a new hatter to be matur. Fine. Let's see this big Rashi of B'mshay Chayevo. Let's see Rashi of B'mshay Chayevo over here. What's this Gemara saying to me exactly? Yeah, M'mshecha. Sorry, Rashi. What, which Rashi? Michti. Second. Michti. Ksiv, it's written, B'luchos HaRishayinus. You got it, Yaakov? It's written, B'luchos HaRishayinus. K'sha'olam, my... Yes, it says by the Luchos Achronos. What does it say over there? Which is the Moshe Rabbeinu went up the second time on Rosh Chodesh El. What does it say? It says Ve'ish lo ya'ale imcha. Right? And what does it say at the end of the pasuk? We say for the Kro Yolin. Right? And from the end of the pasuk we learn, right, the Heter to go on the mountain. Because what does it say, right? We learn over there it's Mutter to go to the mountain after the Shechita leaves. Because what does it say? It says El Mul Ha'har Ha'hu. Facing this mountain. Which means, a lot of times it says the word Hahu, we say, understand the way it is in its present state. Who is this mountain? The way it is in its present state with the Shechina on. That's when you can't go up the mountain. And he calls man all the time, Shuhu Bahava Yasai, that it is Bahava Yasai in its present state, like Havaya Hode. Dushasai Shashchina Allah, there is Dusha from the dead, the Shechina is on it. So then, usher, then it's usher to go up. Aval, however, the Salka Shechina. Once the Shechina leaves, then Mutter, then it's Mutter. So Shemina Nemela, we understood this automatically. That the minute the Shechina leaves, it's Mutter. Why can't I go on the mountain? What's the reason I can't go on the mountain? Because the Shechina is there. Right? So it should be obvious. Once the Shechina leaves, you can go up the mountain. So when any of the apostles tell me you're allowed to go up the mountain, so we see our concept. So Shechina and Mutter, so Shemina Nemela. Right, so why do we have to mention a heter in the first luchas to say that what do we tell you over there? Now that the stalka shechina, now that the shechina was removed, hey, we out, then we can go up the mountain. Well, then isn't it? When the stalka shechina, we met him yarat the Torah, echad b'chodesh. The Shechina did not leave the mountain until the first day of the next month. So Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Sorry. When it starts with Shechina, Miyamat Tatar, at Echad B'Chodesh until the first day of the month of Nisan, a year later. Shehukam HaMishkan. And then once they built the Mishkan, then already the Shechina moved itself over to the Mishkan, so to speak. Good. So what are we saying here? Lama lad kuri shu yusuf ahedi. Why did you give me a heter? Uluchos rishaynes. Lomeir to tell me in itself. Shechina to shechina leaves. Hey, we yalu. Then they go on the mountain. But like, isn't it? Like, it's talk of shechina yemen. I'm yamat atar adach. But chedish. The shechina don't leave until the first day of the month the following year. Shukha mishkot. Ba'ad esra b'iyar. Until the 20th of year. Shena aleha anon. When the anon went up. Like learn with Heter, we should have learned the Heter because we stole it. We have Mula Arahu from the face of this mountain. We start this Tainis. Now we have Hukro. Ultimately, it's supposed to be Alfim. We learn the following. The Tainis says we learn to the Bryser. Rabbi Yosi Ben Loimi Kavim Shul Adam Mechabed Elhu Mechabed Mekavim. It's not the place or a person that gives him honor. Rather, the person makes the place an honorable place. That what? Meaning what? So So what do you say? Rabbi Yezir, I would like to be called Mishal, I would like to be called that we find Kol Zman all the time the Shechina was Haisa Bahar, all the time the Shechina was in Har Sinai. Amr Tarek, God said to Abba Bakr Al Yuh. The Tarek says, the sheep and the cattle share a pasture. The Stalka Shechina, once the Shechina is removed. Amr Tarek, the Tarek says, again, the time you say, "Long kavish al mechad, elum kav mechad mekayma." She kov man she shchina hismar. As long as the shchina was on the mountain, Amr Tari, the Tari says also kav mitzayim avak al iru. But the stal kashchina, once the shchina is removed, Amr Tari, what does the Tari say? V'mshay chayevol hem biyal bahar. So what do we see? We see that we already have the pasuk of el mulahar who to tell you go on the mountain. So why do we need the pasuk of v'mshay chayevol hilka?
Well, we had the first
one, which was El Mullah Harahu was really by the second Luchas. But it said El Mullah Harahu, right, which we said only down mountain to witness Harahu means Bahavi Yossi in its present state. The mountain in present state with the Shechina, you can't go up.
But again, that, in the first Luchas, the Shechina was there for a year. So how do you know? Unless you have somebody say, how do you know when the Shechina is left?
That's a good question.
Someone to call on it, no?
Right.
He said, no, don't rely on that.
Yeah, so this is supposed to be a coming, give a proof that the first one was not ironclad. This one also seems certainly
so it could be
ironclad.
That's what we
brought
both of them. Could be.
Where's
here.
Like you see, you can't rely on your luck. You need to be mastered.
I'm not sure if you're trying to speak to my friends. I'm not sure what that was. Just checking. So what are you saying? Hilkoch, therefore. Lamali, look at the head. Why did you say, Hema Yal, they go on the mountains? So like from the TikTok or from the Diuk and the what was it like the Diuk that we
specific
Lashon of the Harahu which told us Harahu this mountain Shmami knows the proof from here Tarek when the Akhalat Tira Tira you need another minion like over here you have Shem Tidek and Mutter you also need a new minion to be Mate Fashka we'll stop him here.
This time we're all going to review Rabbi Maimon's speaking talents at 12 o'clock.
Okay.